There I sat, hopelessly stuck in the mud in an out-of-the-way mountain village where I had no business being. What was I going to do? I had no sooner asked the question than I seemed to hear some loud and rather brassy singing. It was coming from a building just on the edge of the village. I opened the door of the car and jumped. When the mud reached my ankles, I stopped sinking. Well, nothing for it. I slogged heavily through the muck until I reached the door of the building. It was a pub, and although it was only 10 in the morning, the sounds were those of men well into their cups. I stepped inside, and instantly the singing stopped. 20 faces stared at me, obviously astonished at the appearance of a foreigner in their village. The air was thick with smoke, heavier and more pungent than the smoke smell of Western pubs. "Does anyone here speak English?" I asked. No one responded. "German?" No. "Dutch?" "Well, hello anyway," I said, smiling and touching my forehead in salute. And then, while these round, brown-eyed faces stared at me, I went into a pantomime routine. I made a noise that was meant to sound like a VW getting stuck in the mud. Hum, hum, splutter, splut, stop. No one gave a sign of recognizing my charade. I held my hands out in what I thought looked like a man holding a steering wheel with both hands. "Ah, oh," the man behind the high wooden bar nodded knowingly. In a moment he had reached forward with 2 glasses of beer, shoving one in each outstretched hand. "No, no," I said, laughing. "Automobile, car, hum, hum, brr, brr, stop." I put the glasses down and signalled with my arm. "Come." At last, several of the men got the idea and rose from their tables, enjoying the game and shouting encouragement to their companions. I felt like the Pied Piper leading the parade. Back of the pub was the answer to what this was all about, sitting expectantly in the mud, my little blue VW. "Ah!" Nodding of heads, clapping of thighs, now they understood. They were glad to help. They were wearing knee-high boots, and without hesitation waded into the mud, indicating that I should get behind the wheel. I started the motor, and while these broad-shouldered men lifted, I eased the car into gear, and within moments we were out on the main road in front of the pub. I got out of the car and thanked them, a little worried at the curiosity they were showing for the car and its contents. It would never do for a story to get started about a Dutchman with a cargo of books in his car. Quickly, I took one mammoth, work-hardened hand after the other, shook it soundly, and moved on. "I really do thank you," I said. "Holland thanks you. The Lord thanks you." And while I was speaking, one man simply did not let go of my hand. Instead, he pulled me with him into the pub.